Here, let's do that one, and then.
Okay. Okay, this is on now.
Yeah, that's on now.
Okay, let me put on the mic, I guess.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus, for your technology.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what do I just do it here? Is recording?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Hallelujah.
Okay. We can deal with that later. No, I'm not a bored person. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for the confidence that we have in you, that you have begun a good work in us. You will work on it, and you bring it to a perfect conclusion. Lord, we are gathered onto this hope that, Lord, you are Alpha, you are Omega, the beginning, the author, the initiator, and the perfecter of our faith. Thank you for the reality that you have given to us. We ask, Lord, that by the working of your Spirit, we might be enabled to maintain steadfastly the same confidence unto the end. For he who has begun will finish it. Lord, we thank you tonight as we gather. We are asking that you will anoint this gathering tonight. Let the oil be poured upon our gathering. Anoint us tonight with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Lord, in the intimate, personal, experiential knowledge of you, let the eyes of our inward man be open tonight.
Amen.
Let the light shine within, O God.
Amen.
Let this house be illuminated, be filled with light in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray tonight for understanding, for that we might be filled tonight, Lord, with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that we can walk worthy of you unto all pleasing and be fruitful in every good work and increase in the knowledge of God. Father, we thank you tonight. We just ask that you bless us because we have gathered here tonight. He said we shall seek you and we shall find you when we shall seek for you with all our hearts. Father, stir up our hearts tonight to seek you earnestly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I like to stand usually. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to read from Ezekiel. Praise the Lord. Okay, that might be better. Praise the Lord. I read from Ezekiel, and I would like to read from the Amplified. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 44. We are going to read quite a lot from this Ezekiel 44. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we there?
Amen.
Then the man, an angel, brought me back the way of the outer gate of the sanctuary, which faces the east, and it was shut. Then the Lord said to me, "This gate shall be shut. It shall not be opened, and no man shall enter in by it. For the Lord, the God of Israel, has entered in by it. Therefore it shall remain shut." Praise the name of the Lord. As for the prince, being the prince, he shall sit in it to eat bread before the Lord. He shall enter by the way of the porch or vestibule of the gate, and shall go out the same way. Then he brought me by the way of the north gate to the front of the temple. I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell upon my face. And the Lord said to me, "Son of man, mark well, and set your heart to see with your eyes, and to hear with your ears all that I say to you concerning all the ordinances of the house of the Lord, and all its laws, and mark well and set your heart to know who are allowed to enter the temple and all those who are excluded from the sanctuary. And you shall say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, O you house of Israel, let your previous abominations be enough for you. Do not repeat them. You have brought into my sanctuary aliens, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute and profane it, even my house, when you offer my bread, the fat and the blood, and through it all, and in addition to all your abominations, they and you have broken my sanctuary. Sorry, have broken my covenant. And you have not kept charge of my holy things, but you have chosen foreign keepers to please yourselves and have set them in charge of my sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, verse 9. Therefore, thus say the Lord God, no foreigner, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary, where no one but the priests might enter, of any foreigners who are among the children of Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, I will stop here for a while, and we'll try to get a little grasp of maybe where the Lord is trying to take us to tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. I have a burden to be sharing with us about entering into the sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Entering into the sanctuary. Brethren, the church now is at a threshold. Praise the name of the Lord. We are at a boundary, a border. You know, and we are about to make a quantum leap into a dimension in God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. In this leap, we will accomplish what the church from the beginning of times has not been able to do. Praise the name of the Lord. It's just like Samson, who slew at the point of his death, he slew more Philistines than all through, you know, his lifetime. This leap is the final leap. And brethren, God is preparing a people to cross this threshold. Praise the name of the Lord. The barrier between the natural realm and the spiritual realm is about to give way.
Praise
the name of the Lord. And brethren, it is not something very far away from us. It's something that is going to be very real and a part of our lives. In our homes, in our assemblies, we are going to begin to come into contact
Hallelujah.
With beings from the other side. Praise the name of the Lord, because it is the purpose of God to gather together in one. Praise the name of the Lord, all things in heaven and what now on earth. In other words, God has a plan that the church is not going to be separated by time and space. Praise the name of the Lord, that there is going to be one church, one shepherd.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord, and the barriers will be taken down.
Mm-hmm.
And brethren, this barrier is, Brother was talking about the veil. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, this barrier was set up by God.
Amen.
To exclude man from his sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. It's something that we need to understand. It was a barrier. You know, that's what we see in Genesis. It says that when man sinned, you know, the there are going to be a few things that are, you know, like we were saying during the conference, you know, God set up a barrier.
Yeah.
The barrier was not against man. The barrier was against something or some beings that had taken over man and are trying to use man as a vehicle to come into God's sanctuary.
That's right.
The other tree of life.
Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. You notice that immediately man sinned, he began to reach out for the tree of life. And God said, no way. Praise the name of the Lord. It wasn't so much as man, but something that had taken hold of man. Because when he sinned, he became naked. And he became open to all kinds of strangers, the uncircumcised. Now, that is the principle of the spy. A spy is actually a host. A kind of, what is the word, a host. You know, if you watch some of these movies that they do right now, these aliens, they try to use man to reproduce.
Yeah.
They drop a germ, a seed, into a person. And the person becomes a vehicle to incubate and to nurture. Then they suddenly, they brush through the person and kill the person, and then they come out. They've used the person, you understand, to reproduce their life. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that is the principle that spirits use. Praise the name of God. They want access. And man has been given access. Praise the name of the Lord. So they found access into man to use man as a vehicle. So I was trying to tell the brother, I said, God is not actually against you. But he is against something that is in you. But the problem is that you and that thing have gotten into a marriage. The principle of union, two have become one. So we're going to look at the principle whereby God begins to separate these two. What God has not joined together has to be separated. And what God has joined together, no man should separate. Praise the name of the Lord. So the process is what you see in the scriptures, circumcision. Praise the name of the Lord, is a process whereby two beings that have been merged by union, halotry, hodom, praise the name of the Lord, have been joined. God begins the process of what now? Cutting them, separating, disconnecting. Praise the name of the Lord. So that because the law of the sanctuary, as we're going to see, there are beings who have been excluded from the sanctuary. They have been cast out of it. They will not get back to it. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and the truth of the matter is that if we continue in the marriage with these beings, we will end up with them. That's why it says, depart ye into the hellfire, prepared for the devil. And it was not prepared for man.
Right.
It was not prepared for man. But the truth is that man will go there because man refused to kind of, you know, separate from the uncircumcised. Praise the name of the Lord. And because of that, they will share the same fate. Praise the name of the Lord. It is on the basis that we are also joined to the Lord Jesus Christ that we are going to share in His glory. Everything that God has reserved for the Christ, if we enter into a marriage with Him, by virtue of that marriage, we will bear His name. We will share His throne. Do you understand that? All the inheritance that belongs to Him, we will enter into. Because we are bonded, joined into an inseparable union with Him. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so this is the issue that is before us. So the enemy has been working in the church through spies. Now a spy is actually somebody who has access. But who is actually carrying, do you understand that, something that should not have what now? Access. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the enemy walks through spies. The spies come in to see the nakedness of the land. You know, Paul said that there are certain men that have come in to spy out our, what now? Our liberty. Praise the name of the Lord. He's not just talking about men. He's also talking about spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. That come in to see the nakedness of the land. How weak. How unprotected. Do you understand that? You know, and all that. And an individual who does not allow God to address certain things within his life becomes a spy. If the enemy wants to walk in our midst, he has to find a host, somebody to carry him in this place, somebody to use his mouth to, do you understand that, to speak, somebody whose activities will allow the enemy to begin to walk. Praise the name of the Lord. The same way when God wanted to come into the world, he used his son as a kind of a spy. Praise the name of the Lord. God was in Christ reconciling what now? The world unto himself. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so these are the principles. Each kingdom must have a champion. Somebody whom that king will use as a vessel to declare, this is my kingdom. These are the terms of my kingdom. I offer you my kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. When Jesus came into the world to start his ministry, the enemy wanted to use him as a spy. He offered him the kingdoms of this world. So if you simply bow down and worship me, do you understand that? I will give you, but you will become my instrument. And the Lord had to reject that. Praise the name of the Lord. So where we are presently, we are the threshold. The Lord created the veil. It's a barrier in which man is limited from the realm of the spirit. Before the fall, the heavens and the earth were one. The life of the earth was the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. The earth today is in crisis because it has been disconnected from the heavens. Yeah. So because of that, the earth has turned from a fruitful garden, it has become a desolate, what now, wilderness. Both the earth of our soul and the earth that we see around us. Praise the name of the Lord. Right now we're talking about global warming and upheavals, mudslides, landslides, earthquake. It's because the darkness is reaching its peak. Man and God, the separation is really coming to the peak. Man is now openly saying no.
Yeah.
Before, this rebellion was subtle. It was walking on the ground. That's what we see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
This mystery has been working from time. But you see, it was, you know, everybody was just like Absalom was pretending to be loyal to David.
Right.
It's also in the church.
Yeah.
So you are going to see some strange things in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are some people you have been with for a long time. Just like Judas' situation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Judas had been there. And it's a mystery that the Lord knew and he allowed it. Well, the reason is because there are times in God. There is a time when everything shall be made manifest. And secondly, because also God will give every person the opportunity.
Yes.
God will give every individual the opportunity to respond. Judas had as much opportunity as Peter, as James, as John. The Lord did not discriminate. In spite of the fact that he knew him and knew what was in him, he still gave him the opportunity. Praise the name of the Lord. Judas did not take the advantage of the opportunity. Because the heart of Judas had a problem. Because I found out that Judas and Peter were both rebuked.
Mm-hmm.
Peter's rebuke was sharper.
Mm-hmm.
More embarrassing.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. I mean, how would you like to be called Satan?
Yeah.
Get thee behind me, Satan. In front of everybody.
Yeah.
This was the guy who had just said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Wow, great revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. And the next minute he said, "Get behind me, Satan."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how Peter felt.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, his heart made the difference.
Yes.
Judas was a subtle, not very too sharp a rebuke.
Mm-hmm.
The woman had just brought an offering to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And if she speaks about it, people at this time who are deciding to give all.
Yes.
And then there's another people right in the same environment,
mm-hmm.
who are saying you're taking this into too far. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, it's good to care for the poor,
mm-hmm.
but much more importantly, we actually should be caring for the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. She had this thing.
Amen.
It would have been good to buy some food, give to the poor. Great. But she knew that this oil was for the Lord. And brethren, that's important that we know that our primary call is to minister to the Lord.
Amen.
Every other ministry must be an outflow of our ministry to the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. And as we're going to see about the sons of Zadok, that was the highest of the ministry. There's a ministry to the people. Praise the name of the Lord. And it's a part of ministry. But the Lord says it's for those priests who went astray.
Mm-hmm.
Let that be their Lord. It meant that God limited them. He limited them. This is how far you can go in God.
Amen.
You can't go further than this. And it was a good work because they were ministering to the largest number of people. Praise the name of the Lord. Much more people saw them. Much more people recognized them.
Mm-hmm.
Much more people, you know, hailed them. And if you look at it outwardly, they were actually affecting more people.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
And there was much more activity there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
much more activity there. Lots of activity, healings, miracles, deliverances, prosperity. Do you understand that? All things that are seen with the eyes, great things happening. But the Lord says that's as far as they can go. It was actually worth keeping them outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he needed them, they didn't need him. They didn't have time for him. They went astray. They allowed the things of this world. They allowed self-interest. They allowed, you know, the adulations of men. They allowed other things to take their hearts away. They could not keep the charge of their soul. And these ones allowed the uncircumcised and the unclean to come into the sanctuary. And for God, that was a permanent damage. He said, these ones, they won't come near me. Let them stay there. Let them do what they are doing there. But let them not come near me. And brethren, we are living in a time when the Lord is making certain decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that we know these things so that we can, you know, set our lives in a right place, in a proper place. Really, the reason is because men are at a time when they are going to take their permanent positions. Your permanent positions. Right now, we are preparing. Now, yesterday I was saying something. You know that, you know, each individual, as you respond to the world, you move from one level to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and whatever level you attain at the end of the day, that's your estate forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it is sometimes people tell you, oh yeah, the Lord will do it tomorrow. There's nothing like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The principle is now.
Mm-hmm.
The principle is today.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Today. Where are you today? Because God has only guaranteed us today.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't given you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. You only have today is the opportunity that you have to respond to God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, when your neighbor, and the Lord is our neighbor, when he asks you for something, he says, my son, give me your heart. Don't say, I will do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
When it is within your power to do it now. When it is within your power to do it now. You know, somebody says, okay, tomorrow, yeah, Lord, I'll give you all. I have a few things I need to, you know, sort out and all that. No, it doesn't work like that. So don't tell your neighbor to come tomorrow. When you have that thing, to give it to him today.
Yes,
praise the name of the Lord. The things the Lord is asking us are the things we can give to him.
Amen.
He's not going to ask you for something that is beyond you.
Amen.
Some people act as if, you know, it is true. You understand the point? And no. Yeah. There's nothing too hard. God cannot ask you what you cannot give to him.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. These are the things that ought to inform our response. You know, when a person decides to respond, and the truth of the matter, and people need to know that your heart, you can give it.
Amen.
We can give our hearts to things. People give their hearts to, you know, entertainment. They give their hearts to sports. They give their hearts to, you know, all kinds of things. And they really become addicted to those things. They become obsessed by them.
Yes.
So we can also give our hearts to God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes, you know, I believe that the church needs to know that what God is saying is not so high that you have to go up to the mountain for somebody to bring it down. He says it is within you.
Yes, amen.
It's there already. You can, Lord, I bring my heart to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can. And that's part of what the world should be bringing to us, to tell you that you can bring that offering.
Yes.
If the Lord asks you of a thing, it means that you have it with you. If he says, my son, give me your heart, it means that it is within you to give him your heart.
And the altar is in
us. Yes, we are the altar.
It's all in here.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so sometimes people make it as if, you know, you have to do, it's the offering of the heart. That's all, the offering of the heart. And God is saying that the sons of Zadok, in the day when I wanted their hearts, they gave me their hearts. They kept the charge of the sanctuary. They watched over the sanctuary. They kept themselves from being, you know, spotted. They said that pure religion is this. Do you understand that? To keep yourself, what now? Unspotted from the world. They kept themselves. When others were opening up themselves, they kept themselves. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so we are in this time when God, who set up that barrier at the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
wants to break it down on the condition that a people have allowed the Lord to deal with the uncircumcised.
Praise the Lord.
And the unclean. That is the condition for entering into the sanctuary. That condition will never be compromised. It will never be compromised. God can't allow these entities to come into the sanctuary. That's what the veil is all about. Because of the veil, the proud cannot see the kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. The proud. He said that these things you have hidden them from the wise and what now? The prudent. For you have revealed them unto babes. The veil upon their faces. When men begin to, you know, how would I say it now? They give their hearts to men. He says that I have, because they followed after the teachings and the ordinances and the commandments of men.
Yes.
I put a covering, I put slumber upon their eyes, I put mm-hmm. a covering upon them. Praise, that's what the church is all about. The church system
yes.
is the enemy's instrument to cause a veil.
Yes.
He said, as long as Moses is read,
yes.
the principle of Moses, you know, is the dominant principle in the church, the veil remains on their faces.
Mm-hmm.
And when a veil is on your face, you have a problem. Like the psalmist.
Mm-hmm.
The psalmist looked around and he saw the wicked prospering.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because he had been listening to the prosperity doctrine. He had been listening to the wrong teaching.
Yeah.
So when he saw them prospering, his heart was, what now? Grieved.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I look at some of the brethren and the kind of books they read. Some mm-hmm. of these very popular books.
Yes.
And I said, as long as you read this book, you will have a problem with this apostolic vision.
Yeah.
You will have a problem because those people teach you, you know, grace, 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 you know, and all that. And you see, it's because they eat wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mention names, but I see some of the books they read, some of these very popular, you know, preachers.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, why should you be reading this kind of book at this time?
Amen.
Those books, they provoke resentment. When you begin to read them, the word becomes a problem for you. You begin to resent it. You see, oh, this means, you know, it's becoming too judgmental. You're mm-hmm. you know, you're pushing us too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You're overemphasizing this and that
yeah.
and that and that. Because these men have, you know, introduced subtly into
yeah.
the heart
yeah.
that makes the word an offense.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. And you see, that's the point. That's the point. So, but God is insisting that when it comes here, you know, up to this point, all of us will get here together.
Mm.
But you see, just like the day God told Abraham, take your son Isaac,
yeah.
your only son,
yeah.
take him to one of the mountains that I will tell you,
yeah.
and offer him there as a sacrifice.
Yeah, no.
You know, everybody went together. The servants,
yes.
the father,
mm-hmm.
and the son. You know, and that has been the journey from the time, you know, when we gave our lives to Christ, the journey of Christianity.
Yes.
But it came to a point on the third day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something happened. The Bible said Abraham lifted up his eyes. You know, mm-hmm. a time comes when you begin to hear a word that begins to take your eyes away from the mundane, the earthy, the natural, and you begin to lift up your eyes and look up. You begin to set your eyes on things, your affections on things, what now? Above. The moment he began to lift up his eyes and saw the place from afar off, something happened. He told the servants, your journey stops here.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Stay here with the asses. Take care of the asses. Praise the name. And brethren, there are two categories in the church. There are the asses and there are the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Saul was the keeper of the asses. Do you understand the point? And he could only go so far. That was where he came from. His background. David's background was a keeper of sheep.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. And so you come to a point when the asses and the sheep are going to be what now? Separated.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. So he said to the servant, stay here with the asses. Continue what you're doing. I will come back to you, but I and the lad will go up yonder. We will worship there, and then we will return to you. I'm definitely, brethren, when we get there, we will return to bless Israel.
Amen.
Aaron entered.
Amen.
Aaron broke through the veil on the Day of Atonement,
right,
ministered before the Lord,
yeah,
and then he came out. We're going to see that in Ezekiel 44 here.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. There will be a blessing. Even the church, you know, just like Joseph went ahead to be able to keep and sustain the church during the tribulation.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. He said, I and the Lord. At this point in time, the whole thing changed. It was just the Father, mm-hmm, and the Son. The Bible said they walked together. They talked together. And they moved up together. Praise the name of the Lord. Something changed there.
Yes, it did.
It was now Father and Son. The servant had no place, no business. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're at this threshold where there is going to be a separation. You will not be surprised that some people will say, oh, we've reached our threshold. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, nobody says it, you know,
yeah,
vocally.
Right.
Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, all over the earth,
yes,
people are reaching their thresholds.
Mm-hmm.
I've sacrificed this much. I can't go beyond this. Praise the name of the Lord. And but God is saying a people must enter. Praise the name of the Lord.
Obedience is
a people,
sacrifice.
Yes, must enter. And this is the place where obedience begins to take hold. He said that the Father, you know, I do the things that please,
mm-hmm,
the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So the sanctuary is the dimensions of God. That veil, the Lord says that, you know, when man was put away, the garden was simply that the soul of man was in a high frequency in God. Praise the name of the Lord. The soul was in heavenly places. The soul of man was in the clouds. Praise the name of the Lord. The soul of man was in the realms of God, the realms of the Spirit. And the soul was watered. You know, the Bible said that there were a river that came from Eden and it parted into four heads. You know, it was like the flow of life to the mind, to the emotions, to the desire, and to the will. Without this river of life, the soul will be a desolate place. Praise the name of the Lord. Without the river of life, the soul will be a desolate place. Now, when man sinned, the soul came down from that frequency. Praise the name of the Lord. And began to fall. Of course, that's what the fall of man is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. So that makes the rapture doctrine nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
It was the soul that fell,
mm-hmm,
from its estate in God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And it fell as it was falling. It was turning from a garden, a fruitful garden, into a desolate wilderness.
Yeah.
In fact, when God comes to meet you in your fallen state, he said he found him in a waste and a howling wilderness. That's where he found you. That was the state of your heart. That was my condition when the Lord found me.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. But the Lord gives us a promise that that wilderness will become again. Again means that was what it was before.
Yes.
So their soul shall be as a watered garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, so if that is the case, it meant that when God cast man out of the garden, it's simply that he brought him down from that frequency into a low frequency. Praise the name of the Lord. And in coming down, all the senses of man closed. Those seven eyes were all closed. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, man, when he was created, could see both with the physical eyes and with the spirit eyes. The eyes of the inward man. The eyes of the understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. He could see with both. But he was not functioning with the physical. He was making his judgment based on the visions of God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's why you say in Isaiah 11, he says that a branch will come out of David. And that the spirit of the Lord, the sevenfold spirit, will rest upon him again. Praise the name of the Lord. That sevenfold spirit, he leads them out. The first aspect of that spirit is the spirit of deity, of sonship. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
And those seven eyes were functioning. They were lamps.
Mm.
They were eyes. They were sense organs.
Jesus.
with which you see a thing, you evaluate it. He said that this man again that is coming will no longer judge after what now? The seeing of his eyes. You know, with the fall, man became dependent on the only functional sense he had. And that was this.
Right.
So we just fell into the sense realm. You know, you touch this, you say, okay, this is a book. But you really don't know if this is a book. There are many things you see that are not what they seem.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And the devil is the manipulator of senses.
Yeah.
Now, for instance, you know, this looks like a book. But if I were to take 4 bottles of brandy, whiskey, this book might, instead of one book, it might be seen 5.
True.
Do you understand the point? So you find that the senses of man can be manipulated.
Yes.
And that's what the devil is expert at.
Yes.
Amen.
He manipulates it. Everything about our environment is all about the manipulation of the senses. Mm-hmm. So that you do not see things the way they really are. For instance, when the devil told Eve, God told Eve, don't eat that fruit. Don't even touch it. Stay away from it. She saw the tree, she will abhor. She will really, I need to stay away from this. But the moment the serpent began to speak to her,
mm-hmm.
her perception of that tree began to change.
Okay.
She found herself drawing nearer to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
She was losing her fear of the tree. In fact, instead of something to be abhorred, it became something to be admired.
Yeah.
So, and this is the enemy's operation in the realms of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So today, things that men used to abhor, suddenly people are
Amen.
Flaunting them.
Oh, that's right.
Why? Because they have been eating of the wrong tree.
Yeah.
They have been listening to the wrong signals.
Yeah. Good is becoming evil. Spoken of, and evil is becoming
things that we used to be ashamed of. You know, there are certain clothes in our time a woman will not wear.
Yeah.
Yes.
But right now, it's in fact the more of your body that you show. Now, it's not even enough to show. You must gesticulate, and you know, it's getting too horrible.
It is.
Why? Because we are, you know, eating of the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you eat the wrong things, they manipulate your senses.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to see in the wrong way.
Yeah,
begin to think in the wrong way. Begin to value the wrong things.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's what happened to Eve. In fact, it brought her to a point when she now took of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And she ate.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because her senses had been manipulated. From that point, man fell. He became dependent on his physical senses.
Mm-hmm.
God shut out the other senses.
Yeah.
They simply went out. All the lamps went out. The 7 lamps all went out. All the 7 eyes became darkened. Now the Bible said that their foolish hearts became darkened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thinking themselves to be wise, they became fools. You know, somehow their value system was distorted.
Yeah.
You know, and somehow you see man. It's just like you look out on the street, you see somebody wearing, I mean, you can't imagine. And the person is really feeling cool wearing it.
Yeah.
You know, I just noticed, you know, the other time, you know, somebody will wear the trouser is torn here.
Uh-huh.
And that's fashion.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy, but that's fashion. Some 20 years ago, I mean, people will just stay away from you because they think there's something wrong with this guy. But right now, that's the fashion.
Mm-hmm.
People want to do it. You have a normal trouser. You now want to, you understand, cut it open to look like that. Praise the name of the Lord. It's actually man being excluded from the sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Man being shut out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but brethren, as we begin to return to the Lord, those senses are being restored. Praise the name of the Lord. The covering upon our face is being taken away. The truth of the matter is that the dimension of the spirit is here.
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot see it.
Yes, amen.
So right now we see by gifts of the spirit. Temporarily opening of the eyes.
Yes.
You see something and then the eyes goes shut again.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. You sense certain things. You perceive them. Now those things are just, you know, functionings of gifts.
Yes.
But God wants to go beyond that.
Yes, he does.
He wants to open the eyes.
Yeah.
And the eyes will stay open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And in that case, you will now look and see the heavens. You step into the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. He says, so Paul prayed that the eyes of your inward man be enlightened. In fact, the Greek says to be flooded with light. Praise the name of the Lord. That this part, the foolish shadow that was darkened, light is going to be coming back again. So that you begin to see things the way they are. The only reality is God's word.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Right now, we operate by faith. God says this is the way it is. And we said, because we know God, this must be the way it is. Praise the name of the Lord. But the time is coming when we are going to see things the way they are.
Amen.
We are going to know things
Amen.
The way we are known.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So it's no longer a vision.
Amen.
It's a reality.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's no longer a vision, it's a reality. In other words, man is going to step from the threshold of time and begin to step into the threshold of eternity. Because when we step into the threshold of time, the purpose for which time was created has been fulfilled.
Amen.
God now has man again in his image. Praise the name of the Lord. And time begins to come to an end.
Amen.
So that ministry stands up and says, time no longer. Praise the name of the Lord. He says that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he begins to sound, that the secret purpose of God, that purpose of God he proposed before the foundation of the world, is about to be executed, to be brought into reality, to be brought into being. Praise the name of the Lord. And so you and I must begin to expect and begin to anticipate this reality. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But if you look at the scriptures, you see that certain individuals in the word of God, Ezekiel was by the banks of the river Cheba with the other captives. And brethren, we're in a realm of captivity.
Yes.
There are limitations upon us as a result of a fall of man. But something happened to him. The heavens began to what now? Open to him.
Mm-hmm.
That veil began to be taken away. And he began to see visions of God. Praise the name of the Lord. He began to see the other side. That other side began to connect with him, to contact with him. He began to see. And if you look at Daniel, if you look at Ezekiel, look at what John saw, they will see a man. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the vision of the new man.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. The kind of man that God had in mind, and the kind of man that we are going to become. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the revelation. Ezekiel saw. And a lot of the times, when he sees that thing, the others around him will not see it.
That's right.
They were in the same environment.
Right.
Praise the name of the Lord. They were all together by the river. You know, when the Jews, you know, were taken captive, and there was no temple to worship. Usually in any nation where they are captured, if there is no synagogue, they worship by the riverside. Praise the name of the Lord. That's where they gather to have fellowship. So,
yes.
Obviously they were in the midst of what now? Fellowship.
Yes.
And the heavens were opened. And he saw. Praise the name of the Lord. The rest did not see. In fact, some of them, fear came upon them, and they ran away to hide themselves. But he saw. And the Lord said, come, I want to talk with you. There is a people that God is calling. And when I say, God is speaking in the midst of people who have been hearing this kingdom word. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to open the heavens. And you're going to see that there is a criteria. Well, I was wondering, why would God choose this man and not these ones? And you know it's something that has to do with the heart. Praise the name of the Lord. The heart responds to the word that they have been responding to. Daniel had the same experience in Babylon.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. And the heavens were open to him. And he began to interact with the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at Zechariah. Zechariah was, you know, it was at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. You know what happens at that time? That was at the time, you know, the Bible said there was darkness from midday, praise the name of the Lord, until the ninth hour.
Yes.
It was from 12 noon
yes.
to 3 p.m. Praise the name of the Lord. At 3 p.m., something happened. that darkness began to what now? Pass away. At that point, Jesus cried with a loud voice. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if I were to explain what that would mean in terms of our experience today, because all of us are on the cross. Praise the name of the Lord. You and I are passing through the cross, what now? Experience. Mm-hmm. It's been a period of darkness. We have seen things darkly. Praise the name of the Lord. Through a glass. Yes. Yeah. Do you understand the point? Yes. This darkness has covered the entire place. At that hour, the Bible said that Jesus cried out. And he gave up the ghost. Now that would be a long story to get into. But the point was that he gave up his claim to the natural life.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
He submitted it to God. Say, Lord, take this life. I yield my heart, my soul to you. I yield my ambitions. I yield my plans. I yield even my life. I'm willing to lay it down. If you want it, Lord, you can have it. Mm-hmm. Now, when he did that, which was what God actually had been expecting from him, the moment he gave up, he just said, Lord, I give my heart to you. I give my mind to you. I give my emotions to you. I give my desire to you. Something happened.
Yeah.
The earth
was rent.
Something happened. You know, let's look at it. This earth is the earth of our soul. Mm-hmm. Praise the name of the Lord. The power of death.
Wow.
That which had been holding my emotions bound.
Amen.
Was loosed. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that men who had been dead began to come out of their graves. Praise the name of the Lord. The aspects of our humanity and our personality that had been under the bondage of corruption and sin and emptiness suddenly were released. There was a power. But that was not the end of the story. The veil that was in the temple that separated humanity from his creator was what now? Rent. Man, the heavens were open again. And brethren, we are approaching that point prophetically. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, while this was going on, some people were laughing at him. I don't know if you understand the point. They said, he saved others.
Yeah.
He couldn't save himself.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know, he had the opportunity, the capacity to do that. He said, I could ask my father. He could send 12 legions of angels. It wasn't that he didn't have the power to do it. But this was a time when the Father's interest was paramount.
Amen, amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And I believe that God is actually looking for those people.
Amen.
Who are... Yes, that's the aspect of the evening sacrifice.
Yeah.
That's a different story again to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. But that's the offering. You know, to put that in proper perspective, Zechariah was in the temple at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. That point, that's where he was. You know, and he was offering. You know, his course. You know the story. David divided the priesthood into 24 courses. Because there were quite many priests.
Mm-hmm.
So they were in groups. 24 different groups. And each group would go and minister for 1 month. Praise the name of the Lord. In the temple. For 1 month, they would go to Jerusalem. It would be their destiny. Then every morning, they will cast lot. The lot will determine whether you minister at the brazen altar, at the brazen laver, at the golden lampstand, at the table of shewbread. But for every priest, the greatest privilege was the golden altar of incense.
Yes.
So when the lots are being cut, you'll be praying, Lord, that's where I want, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Let the lot fall for me at the altar of incense. Praise the name of the Lord. And so for Zechariah, that day, the Lord fell for him at the altar of incense.
Praise
the name of the Lord. And brethren, the Lord must fall for us. That's where it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
That was the only man who saw that visitation. Some people were at the golden altar. Sorry, they were at the lampstand. They were at the table of shewbread. And all that. But it was a man who was ministering at the golden altar of incense that the visitor from the other side met. Praise the name of the Lord. And began to tell him, look, everything is about to change. Praise the name of the Lord. this arrangement is about to end. Hallelujah. In you, I want to terminate this priesthood.
Amen.
There was something about John. John the Baptist never entered the temple.
That's right.
He never touched it. Never throughout his life. He never once entered that temple. In him, God was saying, I am bringing this arrangement to an end. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus entered the temple because he was to fulfill, you understand, all prophecy.
Yes.
But John represented an end of the priesthood. The Aaronic priesthood died with Zechariah. Praise the name of the Lord. With John, there was nothing like that. It was all over. So it was at that time of the evening sacrifice that the other door began to open. And brethren, I believe that as we really begin to bring the offering that God is requiring of us, as we gather in fellowship, oh yeah, you will see somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes you see somebody, maybe one person will see, two persons will see the person. Praise the name of the Lord. The other person says, well, who was that brother that sat here? Which brother? The brother who was starting and saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, with time, it becomes
normal.
A normal part of our lives.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because the veil is being taken away.
Amen.
And brethren, this interaction will be angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. We must begin to expect it. Praise the name. I don't know how Mary felt. When she probably, I don't know whether she was cooking, she was washing, I don't know what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody stepped through them, through eternity, into time.
Mm-hmm.
And said, Mary, how are you?
Yeah.
I don't know how she felt, whether she was, you know, whatever it was, eternity was breaking into time.
Mm-hmm.
And her life was never going to be the same again. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at Saul on the way to Damascus. And brethren, heaven broke through and got him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these things are isolated incidents. But for us, they are going to become our lifestyle. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, we're going to be talking and interacting normally. Praise the name of the Lord with the heavens. And so, God is breaking through these barriers. Of course, with this breaking comes a release of man from limitations.
Yes.
Humanity is about to enter into a realm of unlimitedness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that God did to man was to limit man. He limited the amount of work we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because our propensity was now towards evil. You understand the point?
Yeah.
So getting tired was actually a way of limiting the amount of mischief that you can accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
You do so much mischief, after a while you just get tired. You have to collapse, sleep. Do you understand the point? And the earth will have rest from wickedness for a while. Death was also an aspect of, do you understand, limiting these things. When the mischief within man is terminated, death, its purpose is what now? It's also terminated.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. It was not there and it will not be there again.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. So God needs and wants to do certain aspects, work within us to prepare us to cross the threshold. To begin to enter these realms.
Oh,
praise the name of the Lord. Of unlimitedness.
Ish.
Even in our finances. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, people look at finances only in terms of money. But actually, money is paper. It's valuable because everybody sees it as valuable. Do you understand the point?
Yeah.
I could get you money from Botswana. It's just paper for you. You understand? Because it's not accepted here. Praise the name of the Lord. It's simply paper. Most people don't understand that the economy is right inside the mind.
That's right.
The day people lose confidence in the dollar, the American economy will crash.
Right.
It's in the mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Nothing more, just in the mind. And you see, the God's economy is completely different. What is money in God's economy? Is actually faith.
Amen.
The just shall live by faith. You know, we're living in a time, people are wondering, because we're used to this economy, we're still in our minds thinking, oh, maybe we could put some money in the bank, You understand? How are we going to really make provision for the time to what now? To come. It's simple. It's this word that you're hearing.
Yes, amen.
Receive it, believe it.
Yes.
In that day, it will put food on your table. Do you understand the point?
Yes.
That voice of the Lord that we hear will tell you where to go and to get what you need.
Amen.
Or it could tell you, don't go anywhere. The food you have here will keep sustaining you.
Right.
Praise the name of the Lord. But we're together, brethren. It's all about God just simply wants to get us to have confidence and trust in what now? In Him.
Amen.
That's all. You know, we're used to physical, natural solutions. Sometimes, if God gives you instructions, where to go, do this, do that, fine. It's all about obeying Him.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. But simply, if He doesn't give you any instructions, then you understand, you relax, you rest.
Mm-hmm.
He said, He will take care of my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
That said, the Lord is my shepherd,
mm-hmm.
my provider. I shall not want. So, the economy, the currency of God's economy is actually faith. Trust in God, which is what Jesus actually tried to demonstrate to us. Praise the name of the Lord. That, you know, the kingdoms of this world, they have their ways. They say, you do this, you do that. But for Him, it was simply about following the Father's word now, instructions.
Yes.
And brethren, that is where God wants to bring us into. We are supposed to cross this threshold. And God is saying, I have a problem. There are laws. Praise the name of the Lord. He says here in verse 5, he says, mark well and set your heart to know who are allowed to enter the temple and all those who are excluded from the temple. Praise the name of the Lord. Not many will be allowed to cross this threshold. Some are excluded. Some are what now? Included. Praise the name of the Lord. I was reading something in Psalms. He said, blessed is that man whom thou choosest, and then caused to approach unto thee, that he might dwell in your what now? In your courts. Praise the name of the Lord. God is choosing a people, and not only that, He is also causing them, He's enabling them to approach, to draw near. You know, other men drawing near looks like coming unto death. Some are shrinking away. Praise the name of the Lord. But he said, keep going. It looks like death, but it's actually life. That's the way it is in life. What the enemy offers you looks like liberty and freedom. Praise the name of the Lord. Here in America, they're legalizing marijuana, right?
Yeah.
The young man who just finished smoking his first round jumped into it on a railway track. And that was the end of him. What was it? Marijuana is legal. He said, oh my God, I'm going to have a ball tonight. And he just goes like that, jumps on the railway track, and that's it. It looked like freedom. You mean you can smoke all the pots you want in the world? He said, yeah, that's it. Praise the name of the Lord. So at last, we're free. Just give it 1 year, and you will see the number of addicts. You understand the point? People who are so bound to it, they want to now get free. And they realize, my God, I'm in prison.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It looked like freedom. Now, when God calls you, oh, it looks like bondage. Oh, some people mean you won't do anything until God tells you to do.
Yeah.
Said yes. Get doing it, you begin to enjoy it. You begin to realize that the soul finds liberty only in God. That's the way it was created. That is the way God wants it. Praise the name of the Lord. And the more you get in, the more you find liberty. The more you get in, the more you find liberty. But look at it from the outside, it looks like, you know, a restricted life. My friends in those days say, no, this religion stuff, no, I'm not interested. It's cramping my lifestyle. It will cramp my lifestyle. I said, no, you don't know. When you come into Christ, you come into liberty. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and that's the way it is. So, brethren, we are at that threshold. This is what this is all about. To prepare us for, you know, interactions. Praise the name of the Lord. Say that the throne of God was moving up and down. No, we're going to see what's their name now? The sons of Zadok. God was very particular. This is Ezekiel 44. The Lord was very particular about them. He said that when Israel went astray, these ones were the ones that kept my sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. They kept the child. They watched over their lives. They watched over their souls. They kept themselves. They did not allow the principles of the world, do you understand, to, you know, pollute their sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I'm going to give them a place. Mm. What did he do? He said, look, these ones will be the ones that will approach unto me to minister in the holiest of all. Praise the name of the Lord. And that the priest who went astray, I'll give him a place by the gates. Let him minister to the people.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. So if you read through Ezekiel 44, you're going to see three ministries there. First, we mentioned, was the ministry to the people, the outer court. That's the ministry we see around today. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's a loud ministry. It's a very visible ministry. It's a lot of activities in it. And there you have the largest population. Praise the name of the Lord. And it's God at that level. Then there's a ministry to the house. It's what we are doing presently, as it were. Praise the name of the Lord. Teaching, instructing, you understand, and preparing the people to bring an offering in righteousness unto the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We are ministering to the house. But all of this is to prepare us for the ultimate ministry of ministering to the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. In the ministry to the Lord, it's not about need or want. It's just a relationship. Praise the name of the Lord. It's just what now? A relationship where you just, it's the Lord's need. And one of the things that God wants us to realize at this time is that the Lord's need must come first.
Amen.
I'll give an illustration. Joseph and Mary. You know, Joseph was betrothed to a wife. His wife. You know, in the Jewish lesson, a betrothal is actually as strong as marriage. Just that it has not been consummated. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know? And before Joseph could be joined to his wife, he found out that she was with child from the Lord. God had taken the first right claim upon her. Praise the name of the Lord. Natural thing was for Joseph to, you know, quit the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Lord spoke to him. He said, take her. Don't be afraid. That baby there is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. I come before you. Praise the name of the Lord. Even in her life, I am number one. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that Joseph did not touch his wife until she had brought forth her firstborn, what now? Son. In other words, until God's interest had been satisfied. Joseph's interest would not be satisfied.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's the principle there. God will have his way first. God will take the first portion. And brethren, in our lives, it must be the same thing. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the principle. In everything, God's interest must be satisfied first. Praise the name of the Lord. When God's interest is satisfied, you will find satisfaction. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the way God said it. You will find satisfaction when God's interest is satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. So the sons of Zadok were to come in there. In that place, it's God's interest. Not my will, but your will. You know, Jesus, when he stood as a sacrifice before Pilate, before Herod, before Annas and Caiaphas, they were provoking him. But he did not respond to them because he saw himself as a lamb, a sheep prepared for the slaughter.
Amen.
So it was nothing personal. So when they were trying to raise personal issues,
Amen.
He didn't respond to them. Now, when God begins to show us that you and I are actually offerings, some personal issues, you won't bother. Praise the name of the Lord. You won't bother trying to answer every quarrel. Because you realize that, my God, I'm a sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. I really don't have an issue. My purpose is to keep myself so that I can be what now? Presented.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. So, the issues, you know, Jesus, my life is no longer my own. It's not all about me. praise the name of the Lord. No, the personal issues, you know, sometimes we get carried away with personal issues. Oh, she spoke to me in a very rude manner. Praise the name, and we get into it. We forget that we are actually an offering.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord, and that there's no business, we have no business with that.
Amen.
When that understanding, when that consciousness then takes hold of us, our issues will be very few. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Our crisis will be very few. We are no longer into the natural business. We are sacrifices being prepared to be offered, and it must be presented spotless. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so these sons of Zadok minister in the holiest of all. It's a ministry that nobody sees. And there's something the Bible says about them. It says that when they are going into the sanctuary, praise the Lord, when they are going to the sanctuary, they wear heavenly garments.
Yes, amen.
They put on their priestly garments. In other words, when we cross this threshold and men see us, you know what they're going to see?
Yeah.
Men in shining raiment. Praise the name of the Lord. That's how you will appear. Because we are going to be clothed with garments of glory and what now? And beauty. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what, as I was saying, said I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, because he has covered me with the robe of righteousness. He has covered me with the garment of salvation. Now these garments are shining garments. They were the garments Adam lost when he became what now? Naked. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, the soul, when the soul begins to be filled with light, this light breaks forth even this body. You understand? The light will break through this body. When Jesus, you know, took the disciples, he said, let me show you a glimpse of the sanctuary. He took them up a mountain, three of them. Praise the name of the Lord. And the glory of his perfect humanity, the light in his soul, he began to release it. All this while he was like kind of, he removed those garments. That day he put on those garments. You know, because he said that the sons of Zadok, when they come out from the sanctuary to meet the people, they will put off that garment. And they will wear ordinary garment, so that they do not sanctify the people. So these men and women who cross the sanctuary, enter, they live like you and me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But when the time comes for it, you understand, they enter into another dimension. In other words, they traverse between the heavens and the earth, because the man was created to live in the two realms together. Praise the name of the Lord. When God made man, his soul, he gave him two vehicles. The body is a vehicle to function in this natural realm. You understand that you need the body. If the soul gets disconnected from this body, kaput, that's the end of the story. Praise the name of the Lord. The same way, your spirit is also a vehicle to function in the dimensions of God.
Yes.
The soul anchors both. Praise the name, and uses these two vehicles to express itself. Praise the name of the Lord. When man sinned, that aspect of his spirit, God just removed the batteries. Do you understand the point?
Yeah.
So that he can't touch that realm. So he's actually stuck to this, you understand, the earth realm. But now, brethren, God is putting the battery back. Do you understand that? That's actually the coming of the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. The coming of the Holy Spirit is to lift man from this earthly dimension, so that he can begin to function in the realms of God again. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, brethren, this is where we are. The Lord is saying that when the sons of Zadok, when they come out, they look like ordinary men. Do you understand? Normal, regular people. But Jesus walked ordinarily. But when the time comes, he could show forth his glory. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, this is the reality. Sometimes we just ask God, you know, what's this thing all going to be like? Are we going to be flying in the sky with wings like angels? You know, but I find out that, you see, it's a people, gradually, God is actually opening up the threshold, showing us certain aspects of this reality in preparation for us. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the life of the spirit will take over the body. The body will not function with the energy of the body, but with the energy, and on that basis that Jesus could walk on water. You understand? Because the energy of the spirit will carry the body.
Amen.
You understand?
Yeah.
You can fly if you really want to. Like Elijah. Do you understand the point? You see, the point is that, you know, right now this body really looks heavy. But when the power comes back, praise the name of the Lord, the dimensions of time and space will be broken down. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and these things, you know, it says, John says that we cannot imagine what we will be like. We can't, it's right now, because see, the mind. They were advertising a movie this afternoon. It's supposed to be released in this July 25th or so. Lucy, that's the name of the title of the movie. I was just looking at the excerpts. And it's like, you know, the military are going so much into mind warfare. And nobody knows the extent to which they have gone. But they are set to unleash the potentials. Now, actually, right now, it's said that the average individual uses about 5% of the capacity of the mind. So that movie was all about the mind. You see that this lady, they've trained her to use about 10% of her mind. And they're pushing her that when she gets to 20, she can, by the time she's at 40, she can control men. She just do like this, everybody's bowing down to her. She can look at you like this and release a knife. You know, there's so much. So they were not asking the head of that special program what she gets to 100%. The man said, I can't imagine that. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, that is man at that level. The man that God has in mind is unimaginable. Praise the name of the Lord. But here we are. The Lord is saying that to cross, he says, Zion awake, put on your strength, put on your beautiful garments. Praise the name of the Lord. Now he says, shake yourself from the dust. It's important, brethren, and loose yourselves from the band upon your neck and sit down. Said, for henceforth the uncircumcised and the unclean will no longer come into your sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. God is building a wall round about us and making us a strong city and a fortified city. Praise the name of the Lord. So that these spirits, you know, whatever they are, unclean spirits want access to the soul. Through the soul, they multiply themselves. They increase, they multiply, they regenerate, you know, through the soul. Because the soul is like a womb. Whatever you put there begins to grow and multiply. So their whole business is centered about getting access to your soul. That is what their game is all about. So the things you see, they are, you understand, sending images to you, projecting images through your eyes, through your nose, your sense of smell. Praise the name of the Lord. To the taste, through all the five senses, they are seeking to have access. That's why in Psalm 79, the psalmist was lamenting, say, oh Lord, the hidden have come into your what now? Into your sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I was sharing with my little daughter in the house. She was asking me, Daddy, how can the hidden come into the sanctuary? And I asked her, okay, what is the sanctuary? Who is the sanctuary? And she said, oh, you've taught us we are what now? The sanctuary. I said, fine, that's good. And so who are the hidden? We began to look at the aspect of the hidden. Unclean spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. They want access. Sometimes it's through your friends. They give you the counsel of the ungodly. Bad advice to you. Praise the name of the Lord. And when you begin to receive it, just like Eve. We use the illustration of Eve. You know, the garden was for man. But the serpent stepped into the garden and began to give advice to Eve. And she received it. And something began to grow in her personality, in her soul. A principle began to grow of rebellion against God. Now that principle has been growing, which is what Paul now says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that the full expression of that rebellion, because it will grow on subtly until at a point it now comes forth now openly. Right now humanity is in open rebellion against God. Yes, there are no hiding the fact that they don't want God. Nothing about God in schools, no creation. Listen, you teach evolution, teach witchcraft, teach everything but God. No prayer. You know, of course, not realizing that with all that, you create a vacuum. And this spirit is just moving.
Yeah.
So young boys are taking guns and shooting everybody. And the psychologists are, every day they are trying to analyze, you know, looking into it. It's so simple. You put God out.
Right.
Darkness has come in.
Right.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. That's the way it is. You know, so break then. There are three basic things I want to just point out quickly before I start trying to round up. One is the principle of circumcision. It says the uncircumcised and the unclean cannot come into what now? The sanctuary. You know, when man came into this world, he came in conceived in sin and formed in iniquity. There was something about the personality of the parents in their soul that was transferred to the soul of the child in the womb. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so it's a generational issue. And he comes into this world carrying a rope on him. Do you understand the point? Wherever he goes, that rope is there. It's something on him. So he finds that within his emotions, he finds a, you know, a propensity, a tendency, an appeal to certain things around him. And these things manipulate him. So he finds his lifestyle sometimes being torn in certain directions, sometimes not due to any, you know, fault of his own, but he just feels a compulsion to do certain things, and he finds himself, do you understand, doing them. Now God wants to cut off that connection.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. He wants to disconnect us. And that is actually what circumcision is all about. That's how in Genesis chapter 12, is it 12 now? God began to speak to Abraham when Abraham was 99 years old. It was now time for Isaac to be born. Praise the name of the Lord. And God began to speak to Abraham and says, Abraham, walk before me and be what now? Perfect. You know, Abraham, as he is, cannot give birth to Isaac. Praise the name of the Lord. In the uncircumcision of what now? His flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. He can't give birth. Something must happen to his personality. That's what this circumcision is all about. He was 99 years old, and God had to change his name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham had no son. Abraham had a son. Abraham gave birth to Ishmael. Abraham gave birth to Isaac. And that was why when God spoke to Abraham, he said, your only son, Isaac. He said, I don't recognize Ishmael. That's your business. Praise the name of the Lord. It was just like we're talking about Jacob. Jacob had 11 sons. Israel had one son, Benjamin. Benjamin was the only son Israel had after his name was what now? Was changed. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, to bring forth the seed, something has to happen in our personality. You know, this son actually can only be birthed in our old age. He said that Abraham brought forth his son in his old age. Not when he was a young man. Praise the name of the Lord. Not when he was a young man. In his old age. You know, he said when you were a young man, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. That kind of lifestyle will not bring forth, will not take us to the sanctuary. If you look at Luke chapter 3, there were two fundamental things we saw there. One was Jesus, when he was born, on the eighth day, he had to be circumcised. Praise the name of the Lord. And it was when he was circumcised that the name that the angel gave was now applied to him. Praise, I don't know if you understand that.
Yes.
He couldn't take that name until he was circumcised. The name had already been declared. They shall call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their what now? Their sins. The Lord has given us a name. But that name has to be applied to you after the 8th day circumcision. He said he was circumcised. And his name was now called Jesus. According to the name that the angel had what now given him. But then there's a ministry that has come to us. That angel. This apostolic ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. He has declared you. He has told you this is your name.
Mm-hmm.
You will give birth to a son. And you will call his name so and so. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But it had to wait until what now? The eighth day. Yes, until that day after the circumcision. It's until that circumcision, then they pronounce your name on you.
And the circumcision for us will be the cutting away of all the unclean spirits and the uncleanness
and
the darkness.
Praise it. Our connection, that link, God wants to disconnect it. So that they will not be the dominant influence in our lives. Mm-hmm. So that the Spirit of God will not be the influence. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise
you see, so
Lord.
God must do that. That's why he told Abraham, this token. How you will know my own person is by the mark of circumcision. That's why Jesus said, my sheep will hear my voice only.
Yeah.
The voice of another, they will not hear.
Mm-hmm.
I will be the influence in their lives. They will do what I tell them. Praise the name of the Lord. When you're a young man, there are a lot of influences. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But say, when you become old, somebody now takes you by the hand and begins to determine for you the way you should go. So it's no longer a question of what you like or what you don't like. Praise the name of the Lord. It's simply a question of, this is where I want you to go. And he said, Lord, I go with you. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, there was a second aspect of that reality, was the aspect of purification. Praise the name of the Lord. These are the things that are the necessary preparations for entering the sanctuary. You know, if Mary had given birth to a child, he said, when a woman gives birth to a child, she's unclean for 7 days. Then, after that, she goes through another purification for 33 days. Praise the name of the Lord. The total is how many days now? 40 days. It is only after the days of her purification are over that she can enter into what now? The sanctuary. She cannot come into the sanctuary in her uncleanness.
Amen.
Now that speaks to us about the environment that we came from. Praise the name of the Lord. He said in sin, in iniquity. Praise the name of the Lord. So this process of purification, Jesus said you are clean through the words that I have what now? I've spoken to you. Brethren, there is a process of purification. By as we submit to this word that God is giving to us, it is a word of strength. He said, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. Praise the name of the Lord. We must allow the Lord to cleanse us by the washing of water, by the word, to present her. Praise the name of the Lord. This presentation is vital. We must be presented in the sanctuary. It's only after the young man is circumcised that he cannot come into the sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Before then, he's kept at home. Praise the name of the Lord. He stays at home until the day of what now? His circumcision. The woman, until the day her purification is what now? Over. She cannot come into the sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. The third aspect of this, and after the circumcision, the purification, is also a process called winning. You know, when you win a child from the breast. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, he speaks about our dependence. There's so much scriptures, but he speaks about our dependence on the cares of this life, the pleasures of life. There are things we are so attached to. We just can't seem to be able to, you understand, give them up. We draw so much pleasure, so much life, so much, you know, satisfaction from them. And those things actually limit our ability to enter into God.
Takes our energy.
Yes, so much of our energy goes. So we find a situation whereby the child must be weaned. Two examples. One is Abraham and Isaac and Ishmael. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, Isaac was born in the midst of where Ishmael was already there.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham made a great what now? Feast. It was on that day that Sarah said, this one and this one cannot dwell what now together.
Right.
There are going to be separations in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's a fact. Each person must have to decide. You have decisions to make how far you want to go in God. But Sarah knew that Ishmael and Isaac could not dwell together. Praise the name of the Lord. The same thing with Samuel. You know, Samuel was already dedicated to the Lord. But she could not be presented in the temple to abide until he was weaned. So Sarah, Hannah said, I won't go to the temple until I have weaned him. Then I will now take him and present him before the Lord, that he may abide there forever. There is a ceremony, brethren, that we are all going to undergo. That is the aspect of the presentation. Praise the name of the Lord. Now we are to be presented before the Lord. You know, Jesus said that he will present the church unto who now? Unto himself.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are also to be presented. After inspection, we are going to be presented so that we can abide before the Lord forever. This aspect of our, we enter into the sanctuary, we're not coming out again. I don't know if you understand me, brethren. We step into the realms of God. We are living in this world, but we are out of the world permanently.
Right.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are out.
Sounds wonderful.
Praise the name of the Lord. You see, it's difficult to comprehend. We live in a realm where we have influences. Sometimes we want to do certain things, and there are things within your system that work contrary.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the soul is to know liberty.
Mm.
Sometimes I wonder how it will be.
Yeah.
That the dominant force and the only force says a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. In other words, righteousness is the dominant force. The way sin tempts you, praise the name of the Lord, you feel righteousness. Righteousness moves you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
By the power of the Lord, not by might, not by power, but simply by, you understand, the Spirit of God moving. You know, there's no struggle for anything. There's no, you know, pull to the contrary. It's simply righteousness flowing like a river from the heavens, flowing through your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You know, just the way the world has, how would I say it now? The way sin has so dominated, and the flesh, that same righteousness will dominate. Praise the name of the Lord. So you find within you a move towards righteousness, a desire for righteousness, and a total hatred for, you know, evil. Because your appetite has actually what now? Changed. Praying God wants to bring us into the sanctuary. In the book of Exodus 25. Let me close with that. Praise the name of the Lord. Exodus chapter 25. So Exodus chapter 15. Sorry, 15:20. Verse 17. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Exodus chapter 15, verse 17. Praise God. Yeah? Are we there? It says, you will bring them in to the land and plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, you have made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, God had a plan, not just to bring Israel out of Egypt, but to bring them into the mountain. And not just to bring them in, but to plant them, to root them, to ground them. Praise the name of, to establish them in righteousness, to establish them in truth, to establish them in the very life of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Rooted. Paul said rooted and what now? Grounded. Yes. When you say rooting, it means that you draw your life from something.
Yes.
When you say grounded, it means you are planted. Indeed. You are standing firm.
Indeed.
Your stability, you understand, is because of a foundation that you have.
Right.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And so God wants to root us in this mountain. Establish us in these realms of God. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and ultimately, It is dependent on the ministry that you expose yourself to.
Right.
Let me close with Acts chapter 4, chapter 3, 4, about the man who was by the beautiful gate. Praise the Lord. You know, this young man had been there. He was crippled from birth.
Yes.
You know, and every morning, some friends would carry him. And then they go there and drop him in front of at the beautiful gate, just in front of the temple. And he was begging for alms. That was all that he knew. This ministry of silver and gold. Prosperity. Oh, you give God $1, you get $10.
Mm.
You know, God is a good God. He's a rich God. He's not a poor God. That was all the ministry that he knew. But that ministry could not take him into the sanctuary.
Amen.
Praise that he was outside. People would go in and come out and tell him stories about the sanctuary. But he had never for himself. You know, there are people who are always carried. Some people like to be carried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day they're carrying you, you understand?
Yeah.
Carry you to church, carry you back from church, pushing you this, pushing you that, you know. And they have never worked for themselves. And the ministries that they have been exposed to have never been able to give them strength in their feet. To enter the sanctuary, nobody is going to carry you. Must walk on your own feet. You must walk on your feet. So God needs to heal your feet. The ministry of carrying won't take you in. Nobody can carry you. So there comes Peter and John. Praise the name of the Lord. And he was looking at them expecting what he was used to. But Peter said, we don't have that stuff. That's not the ministry we have. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We want to give you something. And he says, stand upon your feet. Praise the name of the Lord. Stand upon your feet. Brethren, this is a time when men and women must stand upon their feet.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. It happened to Saul too. The Lord knocked him off his horse. He fell down. He told him, stand upon. It means that God wants to put strength into your feet. Because Peter took hold of the man. And the Bible says immediately his ankle bones received what now? Strength. And he stood on his feet. And he held on to them. He didn't let go of that ministry. You know, many are letting go. Praise the name of the Lord. He held on to that. And together they all, you understand, entered into the sanctuary. He now began to behold the beauty of the Lord in the sanctuary.
Yes.
He said, as we have heard, so have we seen.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord. He said, before I have heard of you with the hearing of my ears, but now my eyes, what now? See you. There is a beauty in the sanctuary. But you see, the ministry that gives strength to your feet. Look at Ezekiel chapter 2. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet. Each person must learn to walk with God. Hallelujah. It's not a question of my pastor this. Do you understand the point? Or we are doing this. No, you as a person, the Lord is saying to you, stand upon your feet. And as he spoke to me, there's a ministry that actually gives you strength to your feet. If you expose yourself to that ministry, but then strength will begin to come to your feet. You are able to stand. The valley of dry bones, those bones had to stand on their feet. Praise the name of the Lord. An exceeding great army. Brethren, we are being called to stand upon our feet. Many have never been able to walk since they were Christians. But the Lord is bringing a word that is setting men upon their feet so that they can enter into the sanctuary and behold God for themselves.
Praise
the name of the Lord. Brethren, I pray that God will stir up things in our hearts.
Amen.
This is a time. You know, sometimes it looks so way out. You know, but with our eyes, in our days, we're going to see. You know, the Bible said that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it looked like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be real? Oh, that we're gathering and angels. You know, things that look, you know, incredible become a normal part of our lives. Not the angel came to Mary's house. She was not, it was not fellowship time. But the truth is that when we begin to enter the sanctuary, the barriers of time and space will be broken down. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, I can begin to connect with the brethren in Atlanta, Florida, wherever. Praise the name of the Lord. And when we come into church, we could be here, then we begin to hear singing in the heavens. We begin to sing. Somebody else is wondering, where's the song coming from? The person is here, but not with us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, what if there was not going to be a preacher? Do you understand? Brilliant, because this aspect of our ministry is also coming to an end.
Oh, amen.
It will come to an end. Because, I mean, it was given because the people desired it, needed it. But as the Bible says, till we all come.
Hallelujah.
In the unity of the Spirit. There's a realm where the church moves unto the knowledge of the Son, the full knowledge of the Son of God. In other words, no man tells his brother. So we could be here, and it looks like everywhere is quiet. But all of us are hearing the voice in the heavens. And what the Lord is saying to one, he's saying to what now? All. Could you imagine that the brother calls you from Nigeria, and what they heard here, you understand, the same voice. And that's the oneness of the church.
Amen.
It's not because we met and said, okay, let's be one. You understand? Simply because we begin to hear the same thing, connect to the head.
Amen.
And it brings an end to every argument. It brings an end to every issue.
Yeah.
It brings an end to all contentions.
Amen.
It's you or me. And Jesus told the woman, he said, you must be in our fellowship. He said, no. That the hour cometh. Do you understand? When men will connect to the heavens. It is that will now distinguish the church and that which is not the church. Praise the name of the Lord. It's the Lord that distinguishes that. And brethren, this is where our hearts must desire us to.
Amen.
But it's very important. Why we say all these things, it's important that there is a ministry that takes us by the hand. Do you understand that?
Yes.
The man held on to them, Peter and John. He refused to do what now? To let go. And all of them were working together. It's not like each person is actually, you know, on his own. Because all of us are hearing the same thing and seeing the same thing and believing the same thing. That's how the unity of the Spirit will lead to the unity of the faith. Only if we begin to submit to the head.
Amen.
If we don't submit to the head, no matter how much you want to love, let's all love one another. It doesn't work.
Amen.
It doesn't work. It does not work.
Amen.
People do that, they will end up building churches and organizations.
Yes.
But never get unity.
Amen.
After a while, to disintegrate.
Amen.
But when the people begin to connect with the head, brother, you will look at your sister and you will see the Lord.
Yes.
You will look at your brother, you will see the Lord.
Yes.
You know, so the church must begin to enter the sanctuary.
Amen.
We must realize that this is the hour when God is saying, come. Like he told Moses. And Moses came and entered into the clouds. Praise the name of the Lord. And Jesus took his disciples up, and he was transfigured among them. I pray that, you know, these things begin to come up. Because problems in the church, because people are not seeing what God is saying. They're not seeing what God is doing. You know, because of that, this person is saying this, the other person is saying that. And and some people are saying, okay, let's all be together. Let's all, you know, nothing like that happens. It's the Lord that will build his church.
Yes.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. God bless you.